And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about what he calls a rip-roaring action-adventure featuring a 21st century protagonist whose brain is always at work, even whilst involved in a punch-out or a breathtaking jiu-jitsu sequence. We go on to a film which is having a huge success, it seems to me, Sherlock Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, tomorrow at midday, the world as you know it will end.
Well, there isn't any time to waste then, is there?
By Guy Ritchie.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes stories, Linda?
I was an avid reader of Conan Doyle when I was much younger. And watching this film, I was a bit disturbed by the imagery, which is so different to what I had imagined the Sherlock Holmes ambiance to be.
I really liked it.
You did.
And I'm a great fan of Sherlock Holmes stories. In fact, I suppose you would say that those old classics with Basil Rathbone, which were updated to the 1930s and 40s, are completely unrealistic compared with what Conan Doyle wrote. But somehow the film tradition of Sherlock Holmes gives us all those options. And now Guy Ritchie has opted to take us back into the 19th century. And I actually found the whole atmosphere of London very, very interesting. A lot of key points. You look at not only the Houses of Parliament, which we normally do, but Tower Bridge, and a glimpse of Piccadilly Circus in the 1870s. So those who like looking at images of London might be fascinated with this recreation of it, at least as a context for Sherlock Holmes's adventure.
It's just very different from what I had imagined reading Conan Doyle, you know, the subdued charm of that London, that foggy London, the hansom cabs, the courteous manners, that facade of gentility. It's not really what goes on in this film, is it?
Partly. I mean, Holmes is a bare-knuckle fighter early,
exactly.
in the film, and he does a bit of stunt work. Actually, the thought that occurred to me...
He's a jiu-jitsu expert, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, fighting away there, and that was a bit different from what we normally see Sherlock Holmes. But he's a bit less addicted to the drugs in this version than he is perhaps in the novels themselves. The strange thing is, with Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock Holmes, he does a kind of graphic novel version of Sherlock Holmes, and we're reminded that he's been in Iron Man previously, and he's coming soon in Iron Man 2. So there's that kind of hero story around. But when he speaks, and some of the dialogue he has, seems to me exactly out of Conan Doyle, with all that logical explanation.
That was what's so fascinating about him, really, isn't it?
And, of course, you hear the explanation and then you see it in action afterwards, which is a nice device, I thought. It keeps the mind ticking over of how Sherlock Holmes could work out all this elementary deduction which he does.
So it's a bit of a historical view of London, as well as bringing to life the fascination of Conan Doyle's hero, who was so clever and so intellectual as well.
Well, the puzzle, I thought, was with Dr. Watson by Jude Law.
It does make a considerable difference to me, having someone with me on whom I can thoroughly rely.
It was nice to see you, Watson.
If you wanted that kind of refinement and courtesy, it's all in Dr. Watson in this version.
Holmes, does your depravity know no bounds?
No.
I wasn't persuaded that Jude Law had been in the Afghan wars or anything like that. He didn't seem particularly military, but he did seem a refined gentleman compared with Mr. Holmes.
According to the New Yorker, they flirt outrageously.
I never complain. When do I complain about you practicing the violin at 3 a.m, or your mess, your general lack of hygiene, or the fact that you steal my clothes?
I must say, I didn't see that at all. I didn't see that at all. I know things are in the eye of the beholder, and perhaps the things we don't notice are not in the eye of the beholder, but I had read that beforehand. I would have thought that there was a friendship. I thought that Robert Downey had his tongue in cheek a lot of the time, And he certainly didn't want Dr. Watson to move out of Baker Street. But I wouldn't have called it flirting. I would have thought that Holmes was being lazy and relied on Dr. Watson to do, you know, all his jobs for him.
Well, you know, you've really awoken an interest in me, so I think I'll go and see it.
I think you'd enjoy it because the fighting is early in the piece and there's all this kind of Da Vinci Code background to it with secret societies and Masonic overtones and echoes of Jack the Ripper, which, of course, has been in a lot of the Sherlock Holmes stories. So just to say one more thing, Irene Adler is in it, played by Rachel McAdams, and there is a glimpse of Moriarty, but he's not... He's a principal player, but he's not seen.
The witness stated that he saw Lord Blackwood rise from the grave.
And if ever there was an opening for a sequel, I think that's it.
Okay. You've been very convincing, Peter.
Madam, I need you to remain calm. And trust me, I'm a professional. But beneath this pillow lies the key to my release.
Very good. I'm glad of that, Linda.